You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese. Brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy. And I am your host, J.J. Leahy. Wide receiver Reggie Begelton cleared waivers and has been re-signed to the Packers practice squad. No great surprise, since there's almost no film out there of him for other teams to review and poach him. Following Josiah DeGuara's season-ending injury, the Packers have signed tight end Dominique Daphne to the practice squad. They also brought in for workouts tight end Jarrell Adams from South Carolina, running back Karan Higdon, Michigan, wide receiver Kalia Lipscomb from Vanderbilt, and safety Chris Miller from Baylor. Daphne, the former Iowa Hawkeye, who played his senior year at Indiana State, is another LaFleur-style tight end. That's to say, an H-back. At Indiana State, he was actually listed as a fullback. He went undrafted but did get signed by the Colts. For an H-back type, he's kind of an athletic freak. At 6'3", 235, he has a bit of a wide receiver build. His 40 time is a 4.61, and his vertical and broad jumps are well above average, at 35 and 127 inches respectively. Once Mercedes Lewis comes back from injury, the Packers will have four tight ends on the roster. Mercedes, Bob Tonyan, Jay Sternberger, and John Lovett. Once Daphne's brought up to speed on the playbook and the scheme, it's not hard to imagine him playing a role on the offense. As the Packers head into their well-timed bye week, happy to have time to recover from a plethora of injuries, you do have to wonder a little bit about maintaining momentum. Now, last year's 49ers had a Week 5 bye, and it didn't seem to hurt them at all. They played well down the stretch. Let's look at the Packers' upcoming games. Coming out of the bye, the Packers play 4 out of the 6 next games on the road. That would be at Tampa Bay, at Houston, home for Minnesota, at San Francisco, home for Jacksonville, and lastly, at Indianapolis. Although three of those teams currently have terrible records, only one of them, Jacksonville, seems like a sure thing. Houston has been wildly underperforming, and they just fired their head coach, Bill O'Brien. No doubt the players and assistant coaches are eager to get the season back on track and prove that they weren't the problem. The Vikings have been getting steadily better, especially with the emergence of young rookie receiver Justin Jefferson. Meanwhile, the Bucs and Colts have two of the best defenses in the league. How will the Packers' high-flying offense hold up on the road against these two teams? This week, we have two very interesting games within the division to keep an eye on. The Buccaneers are coming to Chicago for Thursday Night Football, while the Vikings fly to Seattle to face Russell Wilson and the Red Hot Seahawks. Or should I say the Seahawks and Red Hot Russell Wilson? Everyone knows Russell has been looking great this year. Good for him, but he's one of the only ones on the team. Now, while it's perfectly fine for Packers fans to root against the Vikings and Bears this week, I have confidence in the Packers to take care of business and win the division. Therefore, I'll be rooting for the Vikings and Bears to get upsets over these playoff contenders. We narrowly missed out on the number one seed last year in the playoffs, and I would hate to lose it again this year to the Seattle Seahawks. Especially since the NFL's new playoff structure gives out only one playoff bye. I would like nothing better than to give the Packers that extra week to rest and force Seattle to come back to the frozen tundra of Green Bay and get their butts kicked a second year in a row. That being said, keep your eye on the mess going on in Tennessee. Rumor has it, the Titans were conducting secret, illegal workouts behind the NFL's back after being told explicitly not to following their coronavirus outbreak. Make no mistake, this is probably bigger than Bountygate, Deflategate, or Spygate, simply because after the Titans already forced other teams, the Steelers and Ravens, to move their schedules around, they're carelessly endangering and completely disregarding the measures put forth by the league in an effort to protect the NFL season. There is an ongoing investigation by the NFL into this rumor. If it turns out this is as bad as it sounds, the Titans probably face losing draft picks and possibly facing suspensions for head coach Mike Vrabel and any other coaches involved. On top of that, they may have to forfeit at least one game if the team cannot be determined to be safe to play against. That does it for today. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the PackerNet podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to PackerNet.com and join the PackerNet podcast group on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been The Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.